I'm Sam Barron. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. And a global climate strike is actually taking place this Friday, the 20th of September, following on from school strikes for climate. It represents an intergenerational expansion with involvement from various non-government organizations, unions, and companies. What's it for, and how do these sort of strikes operate and work? Well, we're joined by Dr. Teresa Petre, senior lecturer in sociology, to chat about it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. Good morning.
So, Teresa, with this global strike, climate strike on the horizon for Friday, how has this movement, these strikes, affected the visibility of climate change as an issue?
Look, I think it's really exciting that this global strike is happening on such a very broad level, and that it is springing up from this school strike for climate, that young people who have such strong stakes in this issue are paying attention and are leading the way. And now are working intergenerationally because it is a problem that affects all of us, mm-hmm. And that we all need to be invested in. So it's playing a huge role in making sure that we're talking about it.
Absolutely. And one of the most, the foremost figures in these has been Greta Thunberg with, vocal charismatic figure for these climate strikes, leading them, organizing a lot of it. How do you see her presence as a sort of, young individual affecting this movement?
Look, leaders are important for all movements. It's important that we don't only focus on the leader of the movement, mm-hmm. because there's so many people who contribute, and if one person alone does it, then it's not effective. But having a leader who people can connect with in some kind of way is really, really important. And Greta Thunberg so clearly cares so much and is so passionate about this issue, and has been able to mobilize lots of fellow young people and grown-ups as well.
Yeah. And if we're looking at the history of these, climate protests, in Australia, we've had our own sort of list of, protests, like green bans in the 70s to the Mabo decision in 92. How have these protest movements affected the course of, how we view and how climate change has happened, the positive change there?
Yeah, Australia has a pretty strong record of environmental activism, actually. The Tasmanian Greens was the first green political party in the world. And as you say, we've had green bans and so on since the 70s. I've done some research on the Save the Barrier Reef campaign that began in 1967, and has a lot of similarities with the kinds of conversations that are happening today around the reef. But in terms of climate change, it's broader than just the environment. Mm-hmm. It's also about the economy, and it's about the future. So we've had to really expand our thinking beyond pollution, which is easier to see the effects of, to climate change, which is based on kind of abstract concepts, and the weather differs from the climate. So I think it's harder for the general public to sort of get their head around. But it's clear that young people understand it and understand why it's such an issue.
Well, with that, it being such a complicated issue, with these strikes, where do they sort of focus their energy? What's the kind of energy or message behind these sort of global climate strikes? Is it just that general action is needed, or is it a bit more specific?
I think it needs to do a bit of both and everything.
Mm.
These protests, these strikes in particular, are really important to show the numbers of people who care about this issue, and also to convince those who are sort of a little bit not so convinced. I mean, we'll never probably convince people who don't believe in climate change.
Right.
But the people who aren't willing to cut work or school for a morning might have their mind changed when they see the broad scale of the protests on Friday. But there do need to be solutions presented. So it can't just be a protest against things. It needs to be a movement towards some alternative. So, having some specific goals that the movement is trying to achieve is a really important thing for activism in general.
Yeah, and given how far, we've come and where we are now, do you think we're going to just be seeing this increasingly as we go forward, this sort of action?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think people are fed up with the lack of action at a political level. We've sort of, a lot of us have made changes to our lifestyles and are trying to live in a more environmentally friendly kind of way. But that only goes so far. It's up to governments and industry in particular to change their practices and the way that they do things. And as voters and as future voters, we all need to be making them aware that we want these things to change.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about it.
Yeah, no worries.